says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade
knife.
For $43, my friend lost his life.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on July 5th, 2017. I'm James Kelso, the host, and co-host Paul Fromm is with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
We'll be seeing George, our East Coast correspondent, on Friday, and we'll limp along without him until then. Tonight, we'll cover the last exciting 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon, and ask you to join in if you've got some interesting news that Paul and I miss, or a point that we didn't get. You can reach us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The big news, Donald Trump, just a few hours ago, landed the enormous Air Force One and its exact identical twin in Warsaw, Poland, and was greeted by the president and everybody who is anybody in Poland in a wonderful, wonderfully elegant presidential, heart-stirring reception by very proud Poles. And the and just Donald Trump in a blue and a white and blue tie coming down the gangway or the stairway with Melania in a beautiful, as always, beautiful and an elegant green outfit. Boy, it was just something else. And the president of Poland, the young man, I think he's 45 years old, and his wife and family greeting our president. And of course, this is going to be the start of a whirlwind of contacts between Donald Trump and the G20, the big leaders of the world. So a lot will be accomplished in these few days. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will meet with the Poles and Baltic leaders, leaders from the Balkans and from Eastern and Central Europe. So that'll be monumental. Then he goes to Hamburg for a Friday and Saturday visit with people like Angela Merkel, Theresa May, Emmanuel Macron of France, and then, and of course, in my notes for the show last night, I said, and saving the worst for last, Jacob Zuma. He'll be there, and he'll probably be hiding behind some potted plant or something, hoping he doesn't get cornered by Donald Trump. But then something to really look forward to, the meeting of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, something is so we've all been waiting so long for. And I'll tell you, no one waiting for this less or more than Donald Trump himself and Vladimir Putin himself. These two men, I'm sure, have been very eager to, for the first time in their lives, meet and talk turkey and do what both men want to do. It's very clear from their statements, Paul, I'm sure it's been clear to you, Vladimir Putin wants peace, and Donald Trump wants peace, and both men want friendship between our two nations. What say you, Paul?
Yeah, I agree, and I think this is going to be a very, potentially a very historical meeting there. And you know, I think you've got two men who might really be able to change history. And while North Korea is not Russia's primary client, he may even be able to affect some sort of solution there, because we could be getting pretty close to a military intervention there. You know, I know that's one of several options, may not be the best, but that latest missile could have reached Alaska. Now, it's a question whether the North Koreans yet have the technology to put a nuclear weapon up there. It's only a matter of time. You know, do we wait until the missiles start falling? I mean, the nuclear bombs start going off. I think this is perhaps one of the most serious confrontations involving the United States, because the North Korea is out of control.
Yes, and what has happened in the past, folks, that you know has been a tragic pattern, that two men who really have studied history, Putin and Trump, they're not going to repeat this mistake. Smaller nations have dragged great nations into wars between the great nations. Serbia was an example in 1914. And in this case, the thing to be avoided would be the crazy man in North Korea dragging China, Russia, and America into war with each other. Yeah. And Trump, in his wonderful meeting at Mar-a-Lago with Xi Jinping in just a few months ago, he showed great progress in getting Xi Jinping as the leader of China to put pressure on North Korea and to, most importantly, to understand that America's interests have to be defended in the case of North Korea, and that China should not be dragged in by any commitments or rhetoric or flowery language of the past vis-a-vis their so-called friends in North Korea. And so a very early sign that Xi Jinping got it from Donald Trump was when he turned away North Korean ships loaded with coal. He turned them away. We don't want your stuff. And that was a rebuke of the leader of North Korea by the president of China. Very wonderful. And then in the case of Vladimir Putin, I think we'll see a wonderful language where Putin will also communicate with Donald Trump. Yes, I understand. This is a crazy man. These nukes are real. And you're going to have to do what you have to do to throttle this guy, and we will understand. We will stand down, and we won't be dragged in the way the Russian Tsar was, mobilizing his troops over a Sarajevo incident in 1914, and the German emperor also mobilizing his troops, leading to the incredible catastrophe of World War One. So,
I think because both are students of history, they know the colossal miscalculation of World War One, where because of overlapping alliances, as soon as Russia declared war on Austria-Hungary for having basically taken care of the out-of-control Serbia, which had assassinated its archduke, that could have been a very limited conflict. But once Russia entered into it, then Germany, on Austria-Hungary side, declared war on Russia. Then France and England, although they didn't really have to, they got into it. Then after that, more just came piling in. And it was four and a half years before the guns would go silent, and Europe was never the same. The monarchies of Russia, Imperial Germany and Austria-Hungary would be gone. Austria-Hungary would be gone. Catastrophic, and I think we have to keep a very close eye on what our real interests are, and I'm hoping that Russia and the United States can work on that. And that's the important stuff, not the latest nonsense being put out by CNN on whatever fault for the day they might have found with Donald Trump.
Yes, and just a less known than it should be fact of history regarding World War One and the advocates for peace. We all know of Charles Lindbergh Jr., who flew from Roosevelt Field to Paris in 1927 at the age of 25. But what's underappreciated is that his father, also Charles A. Lindbergh Sr., and I remember, when I last visited Charles Lindbergh Sr. and Jr.'s home, which Sr. built on the banks of the Mississippi, on the west bank of the Mississippi River. You wouldn't think of the Mississippi as going through Minnesota, but it does. And I remember looking at there, Charles Lindbergh Jr. as a boy made a bird bath out in the backyard. What was a 100-acre farm, but he made a bird bath with some wet cement, and he signed his name, Charles Lindbergh Jr., in that wet cement, and it's still there. You can go look at it and trace your finger in the groove that the little boy, Charles Lindbergh, made when he made that bird bath. And his dad used to swim him across the Mississippi River. It's not that wide there. And he would swim him across the river skinny dipping with Lindbergh Jr. hanging onto his dad's neck as they, father and son, swam across the Mississippi. But here's the connection. In 1917, Charles A. Lindbergh Sr. Threw himself into stopping American participation in what he viewed as the insane World War One, which at the time was called the Great War. And also another man, after the death of Charles Lindbergh Sr., Henry Ford, worked with Charles Lindbergh Sr. Henry Ford worked, he said, "I pledge my life and my fortune to ending this war." It was amazing. And Henry Ford spent $1 million renting what he called the Peace Ship in Hoboken, New Jersey. He offered, he spent more than $1 million. He offered Thomas Edison $1 million cash on the dock if he could get him to leave his laboratory in East Orange and come on board the ship to help stop the war. Now, the peace ship mission failed, but the same Henry Ford desperately tried to prevent the next war, World War II, and he did it this time with the son, Charles Lindbergh Jr., who became the leader of the America First Committee. There's Donald Trump's slogan. Where did Donald Trump get that slogan? From Charles Lindbergh and Henry Ford. And it was Henry Ford who bankrolled the America First Committee. It was Charles Lindbergh who put out that wisdom of peace, seeking peace among white peoples, and the I wish there were a Charles Lindbergh II who was of equal measure to the grandfather and the father, who could be leading such a movement today, or a fixture in the movement. But that man today, that Charles Lindbergh of today, is Donald J. Trump. And the I'm getting carried away here. I'm so enthusiastic about the Lindberghs. But let's get to some great news coming out of the last 24 hours. And let me urge you to call in if you feel so inclined at 800-313-9443. Here's something, Paul. I'm going to put a little audio on here. One of the most gratifying things to me has been listening to Tucker Carlson on Fox News and Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs. These guys are magnificent. Listen to this. Let me find it here. Here is Sean Hannity just a few days ago. We'll just play a minute or two of this. It's just wonderful how he is taking off the gloves and just slugging it out with the heads of CNN and NBC, Jeff Zucker, and Andrew Lack, the usual suspects. Here he is.
Right. Remember back in 2007, 2008, I kept saying journalism in America is dead. And every week right here on this program, we uncover more and more examples of bias, anti-conservative, anti-Trump, destroy Trump news. That makes my point. Tonight, I want to expose two men who are largely responsible for peddling all of this political propaganda. This is an important, revealing mini monologue. All right, each and every day, CNN, MSNBC, they churn out that healthy dose of liberal spin conspiracy theories to their viewers. Who is behind the destroy Trump media strategy? Now, look no further than the fake news chiefs themselves. The president of CNN Worldwide, Jeff Zucker, the chairman of NBC News, MSNBC, Andy Lack. So what do we know about Zucker and Lack besides that they'll never hire me and I never want to work for them? First, Jeff Zucker, Harvard educated, longtime Manhattan, New York elitist. He rose up the ranks of the very liberal NBC before finally moving to CNN to become its president in 2013. And recently, Zucker was quoted in Variety as saying, "It's really the renaissance of journalism in America because of the nature of what is going on." Really? The renaissance of journalism? Okay. Let's pause for a minute to take a look at what the so-called renaissance of journalism looks like at the Clinton News Network. Let's take a look.
It's like we're just covering bad reality television is what it feels like now.
It's a grotesque abuse of power by the President of the United States. This is the kind of thing that goes on in non-democracies.
Apparently the President gets two scoops. You know, everyone else around the table gets one. And no word if there were sprinkles.
At the dessert course, he gets two scoops of vanilla ice cream with his chocolate cream pie instead of the single scoop for everyone else.
He gains weight, according to the sources. He doesn't trust people around him. He's withdrawing. Not a good picture.
He now lives within himself, which is a dangerous place for him to be.
If he wants to say that, Barack Obama wants to say whatever, if George Bush says, I looked in his eyes,
he took
and
a dump on his desk, you would defend him.
The only winner, the only people who got to be happy tonight are sitting in the Kremlin.
Now he's President Snowflake, okay? Everything he said, oh, they're mean to me and they don't like me and I just don't understand it and it's not fair.
This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. Jeff Zucker, are you really proud? Are you really believing that that is a renaissance in journalism? Now remember, according to the president, President Trump, he actually said, well, he helped get Zucker his job with CNN. Wow, I guess no good deed goes unpunished. All right, now let's take a look at the NBC News chairman, Andy Lack.
We'll come right back.
Lack, by the way, is a New York
City. Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Carol, you're an American.
You're back. There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds.
Folks, this is the Trump phenomenon you're listening to, and I was just lining up a great audio for you here. The listening to a little extra Buffalo Springfield there. We were listening to Sean Hannity just pounding, and here's the importance of it. We may have to abbreviate for lack of time, but what Sean Hannity has been doing for the last several months, he's just doing it with regularity every night. Sean Hannity he's pounding on our enemies. And he's doing, Paul, something that we've never seen before in our lives. I guess, you know, when you're dealing with a rattlesnake, sometimes people say, go for the head. Or if you're dealing with Medusa, go for the head. nobody's ever gone for the head. Nobody's ever gone for the Jeff Zuckers and the Andy Lacks. But Sean Hannity is taking them out to the woodshed right there on the air saying, You're not reporting news. This is fake news. You're not running. There's no integrity here. There's no journalistic integrity. And he's not going after an individual story or a talking head. He's going after the presidents of NBC and CNN, the usual suspects, Andy Lack and Jeff Zucker. This is new, Paul.
Yeah, that's good.
We've never seen it before. I mean, you know, in our, smaller circles of patriots online and so on, of course, we have, you know, frank discussions about these things, but in very, very small numbers, among small numbers of people. Sean Hannity is taking it out to the whole public. He's the number one cable news show today.
He's really putting it out there. I think that's very, very important. There's something Americans may be interested in. When I introduce this, some people may just say, well, I've never heard of it. But, okay, a guy named Omar Khadr is about to get $10.8 million from the Canadian government. Now, you may say, well, who's old Omar? Omar is and his whole family were members of Al-Qaeda. In the early 2000s, Omar, then 15, and his father got into a firefight with American troops in Afghanistan. And the old man got killed. Omar got wounded. But Omar, in the process, threw a hand grenade and killed an American soldier named Spear, and wounded and cost the eye of another soldier named Lane Morris. Now, Khadr was captured. His life was saved. He was wounded. His life was saved by the Americans. He was sent to Guantanamo and later pled guilty to murder. And then he was allowed to serve the last 8 years of his sentence in Canada, which meant, under our system, after serving one-third, he was eligible for parole. So he got parole a few years ago. And there were some very technical violations where the Canadian government shared information about Khadr with the Americans, and the Supreme Court ruled that his privacy rights had been violated. So on that basis, the Canadian government, led by one of the most pro-Islamic regimes that there is in the Western world, led by our trust fund kid, is going to give Omar Khadr, the terrorist, $10.8 million of our money. But there's a silver lining there. The widow of the American soldier who was killed, that was Christopher Spear. He was an American medic. She sued in courts in Utah, along with Leighton Morris, who lost an eye, thanks to Mr. Khadr. They sued in 2015 in Utah court and won $134 million settlement against this terrorist Khadr. Now, that's not enforceable in the United States, but now they can apply in Canadian courts, and they just might get some.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, a little interruption here, folks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Paul, your closing point there, I don't know if it got a little bit chopped up. But yes, that is heartening that the family of the American, the killed by, and the American who was wounded might be able to recover some of the judgment they got in America from the Canadian judgment.
Yes, so it's not surefire, but as the United States has a similar legal system to Canada's, there could well be an effort to enforce the judgment in Canada. And while Canada has his payout of $10.8 million is nowhere near the award given in Utah, it would be good if the widow of the person killed and the man who was left blind in one eye were at least able to recoup some of it, and that this terrorist will not be able to skedaddle off of his ill-gotten gains.
Yes, and let's connect some dots here, folks. Notice that the New Jersey Department of Homeland Security officially declared Antifa, that is anti-fascist action, Antifa to be a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda, like ISIS. And that's one dot. Let's connect it to this next dot. In that judgment, did you say it was in Utah, that this spear judgment occurred? Yes.
That's right.
Notice the judgment against the terrorist was $134 million.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether that came from, it doesn't really much matter, whether it came from the mind of a judge or the mind of a jury, but that's a lot of money. Whoever imposed that judgment, 130, and actually that was a settlement, apparently. I don't know, but $134 million, that sends a message to Antifa that if you're a terrorist, Americans are fed up with terrorists, whether they're in Al-Qaeda, in Afghanistan, or they're in New Jersey. And so what's one way of sending that message? Putting out a judgment like $134 million. So, Antifa, are you ready for a judgment? You go hurt somebody in one of your antics? Are you ready for a judgment of $134 million? Against all of you individually and jointly? Wow.
Whoa, that would tear the bandanas off their faces.
That would wreck somebody's whole day. Now I mentioned Sean Hannity as being really heroic in what he's doing. Lou Dobbs. And now let's just listen for a moment to Tucker Carlson. He is just nightly taking our enemies apart on the air, and he does it in such an amazing way. All of you have seen it. He lets the enemy just kind of talk themselves into a hole, and he makes really interesting, great faces as they're speaking. You see the culprit speaking, and then Tucker Carlson makes these subtle facial gestures that just, you know, they speak volumes, and then he nails him at the end. So here's one where he does this. He's got this woman on, Blair Imani, I-M-A-N-I, who is an American black Muslim. And she's got her hijab on, and she's made a whole bunch of really ridiculous points earlier. But well, I'll just end with the closing one where Tucker Carlson, listen to this. And he just closes out on her. Let me see if I can find the exact point. Here it is.
Have you noticed that all identity politics kind of converges in the end? So it's not just about Muslims, it's about the LGBT community, it's about black. It's like, you know, at some point...
Well, some of us, exist in all of those communities. It's not identity politics when it's your life.
But do you also... But don't you also think that primarily you're an American? Aren't we all first and foremost Americans?
I'm black first.
End of conversation. Thanks, Blair.
She walked right into that one. All right, touche, we'll take that. All right, you're black first, I'm white first.
they're so used to not being challenged that that when they are challenged, they're left practically going bop 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 bop.
She wasn't ready for that. See, he said, "Aren't you primarily American first?" And she just, her brain has never processed that information. So she, you know, just was, no, I'm black. I'm black first. And then it probably second would have been Muslim. And then maybe something, maybe LGBT would have been next. American would have been way down the list. And, okay. Well, turnaround is fair play. And what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. So, what all of these great, real journalists like Hannity, like Carlson, like Dobbs, they are doing what Steve Bannon is doing in the White House. They are deconstructing the left. They're just taking it apart piece by piece, hoisting it on its own petard, and bringing out its own hypocrisy and contradictions. It's just coming apart. Yeah. We got a caller here. Let's take his call now. In Oregon, we have Mark. Mark, what's on your mind?
James, how are you doing?
Oh, great. Just enjoying yesterday. It occurred to me yesterday, last night, my daughter, my son, and my wife, we were down by the Red River watching the fireworks. And,
that's great.
I've never, through all these really horrible presidents that we've had, I never put an American flag out on my front porch, because I didn't you know, I didn't like George Bush, either one of them. I didn't like Bill Clinton. I didn't like any of those guys.
Didn't feel good about what the country was turning into, it already turned into.
Yeah, so, but on the morning of yesterday, on the morning of the 4th of July, I went out and bought a really nice, quality, big American flag and a nice pole with a beautiful gold eagle on top of it. And I put it right by my front door. And I'm going to run, I'm going to fly that flag 365 days a year. And I got American flags, little ones, for my kids that they took down to the river with them. And we were down there. And I'll tell you, that's the best 4th of July I've ever had.
Well,
and Tucker Carlson said that when he began his show yesterday. Tucker Carlson said, "You know, happy 4th of July, best 4th of July you know we've ever had." Go ahead, Mark.
And we'll be saying Merry Christmas again. Mr. Trump just mentioned that the other day in a speech.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's a born again Christian. As one, I have no doubt about that. He's shown all the signs quite some time now. In my spirit, in my mind, that could not be exhibited by anyone that wasn't a born-again Christian. He certainly didn't
well,
have
he did that. Well, you know, during the primary events, Donald Trump, you know, as the left and Hillary Clinton, you know, she didn't have American flags. She didn't have any mention of Christianity anywhere. And and Donald Trump just embarrassed the heck out of the Democrats so that at their convention, at the Republican convention, Donald Trump made sure there were American flags everywhere. And the Democrats actually had to go out and rent some flags. Just, you know.
It's not part of the standard issue.
Yeah, so yeah. It looked so phony. There were clearly little added flags on the Democratic stage at their convention. But also, Donald Trump, you mentioned Christianity and Christmas. Donald Trump, double down Donald. He would have all sorts of Christian symbols and Christmas symbols everywhere on the stage. He would have Christmas trees and, you know, you name it. He had it on the stage there. So, yeah, at the Christmas, his first Christmas tree lighting this year.
I remember
year,
that. Oh, he have like a half a dozen Christmas trees behind him.
Yeah, and behind him, in front of him, all around him. And then, yeah, so, you know, it is just beautiful. And the all of our holidays, everything's going to mean more. I'll give you another example. Donald Trump just donated every quarter. Now, people don't know this because Jeff Zucker and Andy Lack make sure this doesn't get reported. What happens to Donald Trump's $400,000 a paycheck that he gets as president every year?
He donates it.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, he does. He takes every quarter, he takes that part of his paycheck, and he writes out a check with his big, bold signature, and he donated his first one to the National Park Service. This last one, he donated to the Antietam, or for Confederates, the Sharpsburg battlefield, which badly needs some restoration and so on, the restoration of our statues and our memorials, which include, of course, on every battlefield like Gettysburg and Antietam, there are memorials to the Confederate soldiers and to the Union soldiers and to all these Black Lives Matter.
Well, when will they want to take them down and put them in a warehouse or a museum?
Exactly, exactly.
I don't think we're going to get to that point.
Yeah, but Donald Trump, you know, took this quarter's paycheck, donated it to the Antietam battlefield so that a Confederate and Union monuments could be restored. And we got that story yesterday. You know, that was so moving. One of our callers, Paul, you may remember who it was, told about this little baby Charlie Gard. I hope sure. This baby lives. But Donald Trump put. You know, he put the pressure.
They're using
on
that as a precedent in England. I understand James and Paul to. They're using it as a precedent to actually set into law soon euthanasia on the basis of one's health.
Yeah, folks.
So,
if you,
in other words, the government's going to have a say so about who gets it and who doesn't. It'll just be a nationalized death list, basically.
Yeah, and folks, you know, I'll tell you what our alternative media does for me. When the caller called yesterday, I think was it Laura in Michigan? I can't remember who it was, but caller, you were wonderful. We are providing news to each other, me included. So I found out about Charlie Gard on my own show for my own audience yesterday because the national lamestream media doesn't report this. And this little baby, I went after a show, I watched the YouTube of the wonderful father and the wonderful mother crying.
Oh, a beautiful, beautiful baby, too.
And a beautiful baby. Oh, and there, you know, can you believe this, folks? The government of Britain has told these parents they are not allowed to take their little baby home with them so that the little baby can die if it's going to die.
They won't allow the baby to come here. They got $2 million in a GoFundMe to actually get him the operation and the treatment that he needs in the United States, and they won't allow him to come over here. So
yes.
the parents took the step, you know, to ask Big Brother there, well, we'd like to take him home. And they refused him and said, well, he's going to stay at the hospital till he dies, because they want to pull the plug on him. They really want, as I said, to set this in as precedent to law, and they will have legalized euthanasia, and they already have a horrible health system. The government doesn't care about the people. They already have a euthanasia going just by the low quality health and unavailability of necessary treatments, you know.
Yes, and what's so very important here, folks, you know, what we as Americans, you know, this is hallowed and sacred in our history. Parents are the sovereigns of their families, and that child is belongs to that family, and that child has never been home since its birth, and they won't let them take the baby home. They won't let them bring the baby to America. And so what happened yesterday? Donald J. Trump, he said, let that baby go, and I'll help the baby. So Theresa May, hey, the monkey's on your back, Theresa May. Donald Trump said, I want to take care of that baby. Bring the baby over here. And you know, any conceivable treatment that could possibly work for that little baby will be tried, and Donald Trump will pay for it personally.
Well, they have a specific medicinal regimen operative and or by whatever medicines that they're ready to take. It's not
and
like
I'll tell you something else.
He's the first
Donald Trump
to have this.
Yeah, Donald Trump would put that baby on Air Force One, I guarantee it, and rush that baby to the Mayo Clinic or to any hospital, the best hospital in the world, to make sure they got treated. So this is this, you know, that little baby, Charlie Gard. If you die, boy, you really your life was not, you know, not in vain. And of course, we hope you live. But if you die, you will have you with your life and your death. You will have made a point to the whole world about the kind of world Donald Trump and the rest of us patriots want to live in versus the Big Brother state, the Orwellian state that the globalists, the globalists envisaged for us, and that they thought they had it in the bag with Obama. And so, this is amazing what we've done here. But go ahead, Mark.
It's certainly something that we can all pray for, James and Paul. That's just what prayer is for situations like this. Not to cut you off, James, but it's all very good as usual. But I did have just a couple of mentions of what you'd already covered today, having to do with the lesser issue, relatively speaking. Or not, I don't know. It's hard to say what's more dangerous these days sometimes as far as what potential events lay on the horizon and look to be very probable of coming on into our reality here. But there was a plan, and it was a formal plan, and it was being planned all the way up to July 2nd. It's been well known in the alternative media. Alex Jones covered it, and some people he's had on have covered it. Others have covered it. I can't recall which show right now. But on July 2nd, 2 days before July 4th, they plan massive rallies all across this country, protesting over something, you know, to get their little ninny way. But, you know, it didn't happen. And I think that's a really big sign. I think that's going out of vogue. That's going out of, you know, like they're more desperate than to try something like that, civil insurrection, such like this. They being they, you know, the ones that who run the leaders of the world, That leads me on to my second real quick, James and Paul, and that is that what we have with North Korea, I believe, is just another leader who does answer to someone. And I think it's always interesting that for years, Joel Skousen, you've probably heard of Joel at least.
I've met him.
He's excellent. He said that you're probably aware of this then, James, that, North Korea is going to be the detonator for World War III in the plan of, let's say the Illuminati and say the New World Order. They're both the same thing. So whenever we start getting hot over in North Korea, it makes me wonder, well, is this a time or will they succeed at some time in the future? But they're trying to succeed with that right now. So I'm glad we've got Donald Trump in there, gentlemen, because anybody else would probably just go ahead and have that World War III as part of the agenda. But it's great to speak with you, and God bless you both. Love the show.
God bless you, Mark. We'll take a break and have one final segment coming up, folks. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war
we're
is
back.
Over,
and During the break, I was learning how to pronounce Andrzej Duda. Andrzej Duda. That's the pronunciation of the president of Poland. That was my best effort. Let me hear you listen to it yourself, and you see if you get it even better than I do. Andrzej Duda.
Andrzej Duda.
I'll play it one more time here.
Andrzej Duda.
There you go. Ah, the internet is so wonderful, Paul.
Yeah, it really is.
And you can get anything and everything, and we've got to keep it that way. We've got to prevent these, our enemies, and that was our opening theme in the show. Andy Lack, do you think Andy Lack wants of CNN? Let's see, who's who here? Jeff Zucker is CNN. Andy Lack of NBC and MSNBC, he's the chairman. Do you think he wants an open internet? No. Or Jeff Zucker? No. And, of course, they just, CNN, they just lit themselves on fire by really breaking the law. Whoever it was, this unknown person, some little person out there who just doing a little video editing, stuck the logo of CNN on the head of video of WrestleMania, where Donald Trump wrestles CNN to the mat. CNN threatened this guy, just some little person out there, threatened him and said, "We're going to expose you and we're going to, go after you." And what a lot of attorneys have said, Paul, is that CNN just opened itself up to an enormous lawsuit, and this person can take CNN apart. So that's the legal matter, but because that's blackmail. That is blackmail. To say we're going to publicize your name. I was not aware of this. That this is clearly blackmail. An attorney, one of the listeners to the show, an attorney called me and said, "This is blackmail. You can't threaten somebody over that you're going to do something to them unless you do what you want them to do."
Extortion.
Yeah, extortion. And so but then also what Zucker has revealed, he's not interested in free speech. He's not interested in somebody being able to say what they want to say on the internet and make a cartoon they want to make on the internet. No, he is going to stop you. He's going to control communications. That's what he's all about. So anyway, it's all coming apart for these people, Paul. The world is laughing at them. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn, boy, do we need him now. But he made that point in the Gulag Archipelago, which I guess is not read as much now as it was when we were younger, Paul. But what a magnificent series of books Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to run out of time. But he made that point. You've won over the enemy when you're able to laugh at them.
Yes.
And that's what happened in the Gulag. The Czechs were able to laugh at the commissars. But we're at that point. We'll be back tomorrow night with more of the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.